from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Good morning, everyone. Ivan Foster here. Welcome to our morning gospel program. I hope you have your Bible open, ready to take up our reading in Mark chapter 6 and the verse 35. We're starting a new passage, and it will prove to be a familiar one, at least in the story that it relates. Verse 35, "And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place. And now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 small fishes. And he commanded them to all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men." God will bless this reading from His precious Word. I want to play a hymn today called I Surrender All, and the singer is Catherine Mitchell. It's one of the tracks of a new CD that has been recently released by the Whitfield Choir. It's called Here I Am, Lord. The choir is made up of about 200 young people from various young people's fellowships, and it was formed last year as part of the celebrations marking the 20th anniversary of the commencement of the Whitfield College of the Bible. Here, for all of you who are listening, is a lovely hymn. We're turning now, please, to the verses 35 and 36. It has been a long day for the Saviour, for his disciples, and for the people who had followed the apostolic band out into the desert, so eager were they to hear the Lord Jesus. The disciples' concern for the people is voiced in these two verses that are before us, verse 35 and verse 36. And that leads on in turn to the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. This miracle is recorded in all four of the Gospels, and is one of the very few miracles of which that can be said. Now that surely indicates to us that this particular miracle sets forth something very special. It underscores some very important truths, and we want, of course, to learn those truths. But in these two verses, the disciples show that they have a concern for the people, but they have no power to alleviate that which they are concerned about. They say to the Saviour, "The day is far spent. The people are hungry. They have had nothing to eat. We're in a desert place. We better send them away in order that they might go to some of the neighbouring villages and buy bread." I would suggest to you, dear listeners, that here in these two verses we have a picture of mankind in its natural state. Because we, by nature, as sinners, are in a desert place. This world, with all its attractiveness, with all its lights and brightness, nevertheless, a place of emptiness, a place where we cannot find that which will satisfy the needs of our souls. There is plenty on display that supposedly meets the desires of the body. But at the end of the day, and you know and I know, for we have heard it from the richest individuals in this world who have had everything their hearts could have desired, and yet at the end of their days, they have lamented the fact that they are unhappy, they're miserable, their life is empty, because we're in a desert place, and we cannot obtain that which will truly satisfy our souls. You will see that the hunger of the people is very evident. They hadn't eaten all day, and now the darkness is coming. The day is almost over, and still they're hungry. Oh, how many leave this world and go out into eternity with a hunger in their soul. How many die without Christ, the bread of life. If you are hungry today, hungry within your soul, and if you are hungry, you'll know what I mean. Others may be listening, and they're scratching their head and saying, "What is that man talking about?" But out there, there are those who know immediately what I am speaking about. They understand, for they know that hunger within their soul. Well, man cannot help you, no more than these disciples could help those people. How helpless they were. They had a duty to feed, they had a duty to help, that they felt. They were responding to that duty when they came to Christ and said, "Please send the people away. We can't help them. They're hungry. Send them away that they might find bread." Now, I, as a preacher, feel my responsibility to set before you the bread of life. I cannot of myself do anything for you, but I can point you to one who will satisfy you, one who says, "I am the bread of life." Isn't it interesting? In the verse 36, you see where the disciples say, "Send them away." But in the verse 37, the Lord Jesus responds, "Give ye them to eat." Give ye them to eat. The disciples wanted to get rid of the people. They felt they could do nothing for them. The Saviour said, "It's your responsibility to give them that which they can feast upon." Oh, in and of myself, I repeat, I can give you nothing. But bless God, I have bread. It's found in this book that's even now open before me, and I hope is open before you if you're listening to the program. The Word of God. There's bread for the soul. May God today enable you by faith to look at this book, to read this book, and to take that which is set forth in it for the saving of your soul. We'll continue our study. We look forward to you joining again with us next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.